the economy now, and economists are picking today's official inflation figures will show prices are rising more slowly than they have for 3 years. Kiwibank's team thinks the consumer price index rose 0.8% over the March quarter, up from 0.5% in the previous 3 months. But it's picking the headline year-on-year rate will fall from 4.7 to 4.2. However, domestic inflation pressures remain stubborn, and the Reserve Bank has made it clear that inflation is still too high. Kiwibank's chief economist, Jared Kerr, is with us now. Kia ora, good morning.
Kia ora.
So we've been in recession for a couple of quarters now. Would you not have expected the economy to, the inflation to have come back a bit quicker and be under 4 by now?
Well, we've been in a recession since the end of 2022. So, yeah, we are expecting price pressures to ease, and we think that they will. It's just taking time. Based on our best guess, you know, we see inflation back below 3% in the third quarter of this year, about 2.5% at the end of this year, and then back to the Reserve Bank's target of 2% next year. So that'll be job done for the central bank.
At what cost, though?
Well, exactly. They have engineered a recession. You know, we had this period of very high inflation. The only way they know how to deal with that is to hike up interest rates until it's painful. They have done that. They have hurt many households and Kiwi businesses. But that's the medicine. That's the price we pay for previous excesses.
Mm. It's interesting, isn't it? Because you see the US Fed chair today with some comments. I mean, there's a lot of debate there about whether they can cut because their economy seems to be rolling on pretty well in the US. Might New Zealand be one of the first to cut in the Western world, so to speak?
Yeah, potentially. I mean, we were the first to hike. So we're not afraid to do things without others leading the way. So, yeah, that could be possible. I still think the Fed will be able to go this year and maybe get, you know, two cuts in. And then you've got the Bank of England. They'd love to cut at some point. ECB in Europe, RBA, Bank of Canada, all these central banks, we think will be cutting rates later this year. So I think we'll be within the pack.
Mm. What is the problem with in terms of the sticky inflation and the fact that it's so hard to get from 4 down to 3, you know, into that target zone? It seems to be services, so like rates and insurance and these sort of things, they're going up massively. How on earth is, you know, crashing the economy into a recession going to get them down?
Yeah, I'm glad you raised that because it's something I wanted to raise. You know, we've had a migration boom, which is putting upward pressure on rents, as you mentioned. We've got issues around council rates, the amount of infrastructure that they have to do. Council rates, you know, are going to go up quite substantially. And then with climate change, you know, insurance costs are going to go up substantially as well. And I think that becomes a broader argument for maybe next year or the year after, where central banks will have to tweak what they're targeting. They'll either have to lift their target bands to accommodate some structural climate change related stuff, or they're going to have to get a little bit more you know, cheeky on what inflation they look at.
Interesting. I don't know when the next mandate review is with the government, but do you think it's realistic that they'll have to have a discussion about whether the current, what have we got, 1 to 3 at the moment, whether that's fit for purpose and that we may have to structurally accommodate a little bit more inflation? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. You know, climate change alone, the cost of substituting to renewable energy, the cost of insuring, you know, properties that are going to be flooded more regularly, all of this stuff is going to lead to higher inflation outcomes over the medium term.
Thank you very much for your time this morning. That is Kiwibank's chief economist, Jared Kerr, with a preview of today's inflation number due out later this morning. Giles Beckford and the team will bring you that, no doubt.